Because we've all been there. It's the second date update on the Keola Show. 1027 The Bomb.
All right, we got a brand new second date update. Kurt is on the line this morning. Kurt, what's going on, my brother?
Kurt.
Good morning, guys. How you doing today?
We're doing awesome. So tell us about your date. What happened?
I met this girl named Dottie on Bumble. We went out for, on our first date, we went out for drinks, and I felt like everything went great. The conversation was good. I promised that my profile is an accurate representation of who I actually am and what I look like, so it wasn't like I was trying to catfish her or anything like that.
Easy promise.
And yeah, when we were, at the end of the day, we even talked about getting together again, so I'm a little confused as to, why she's kind of ghosting me here.
Okay. So, what did you guys do on your date again, your first one?
We went out for drinks. Just something simple. We didn't want to, commit to a full dinner or anything like that, just in case, we didn't hit it off. But we ended up hanging out as long as the dinner takes anyways, and we were just having some drinks and just talking.
Did you overdrink?
Yeah, you drank too much.
No, definitely didn't drink. I didn't feel a buzz or anything. I thought it was very casual.
Did you not drink enough? That would be my concern.
You need a beer goggles that
night, man. Yeah, I can tell you right now, sober Keola on the first date, terrible.
Yeah.
Drunk Keola on the first date, terrible. A little bit more than buzz drunk Keola.
Perfect.
Fantastic. Best day you ever have. No awkward silence at all.
No. You didn't force her to take any disgusting shots like Rupple Mints or something?
Or you didn't order like a up shot.
Yeah. Or sex on the beach.
Perversely named shot. Yeah, sex on the beach.
You didn't do that, did you?
Give me a lollipop.
No, not at all. As a matter of fact, I just had a couple of beers. I think she had a couple of cocktails, but it was just more so something that we could have in our hands while we were talking to each other. So it wasn't like we were throwing them back or, disgusted or anything. Like, it was fine.
Oh, okay. I got it. I know what happened, Kurt. This is it, right?
Yeah.
You showed up for the date. You're at the bar. You met up with her. You sat down at the table and you whispered over to her. It's like, I'm so glad that they took my negative expired COVID test card. I'm so glad they didn't notice the date of the test. Because that was 2 weeks ago. And you go, I'm joking. All right. Well, Kurt, what was the girl's name again?
It is Tati.
Okay, I tell you what. We're going to give her a call right now. Just stay quiet on the other line. Let Kimmy, Joe, and myself do the talking. We'll figure out what happened. Ideally, reconnect the two of you. At the very least, at least you got some closure, okay?
Mm-hmm. Sure, perfect. Thank you, guys.
No worries, my man. Let's see.
He's singing the
track. You just went through puberty, huh?
Hold on, since we're on that topic, why don't go ahead and sing the We Need Her Legal Permission. Go ahead.
Good morning, A sister, how are you? We need to re-talk.
Hello!
But we need your permission first. If you would like to talk,
say yes!
It's the Keola Show, and we're here today to talk to you about a friend we know.
Yeah.
So will you give us permission to talk to you today?
Like, whenever I put you on the spot like it never turns out that great.
It's really impressive, actually. Yeah.
That was very, very good.
Wow.
And even with a we need your permission, so Tati, just give us a yes to talk to you.
Yes.
And he didn't even try to,
yes, you talk to me.
Yay!
He didn't punch it up either when he puts a bunch of words on one beat, He didn't even do that.
I was a fooshnicking it today.
No, that was fantastic, man. That was the best. Forget you. Transcending traffic and trying to get legal permission. That was the best you've ever done thus far, in my opinion.
I have to agree.
Thank you. All right. Well, Tati, we're calling for a reason, not just to sing Old McDonald to you. But there was this guy that you met on Bumble. You guys went out for drinks, dating apps, going out for drinks, doesn't narrow it down. I'll just get to it. His name is Kurt. Do you remember Kurt?
Oh, I figured that's who it was. You guys, I'm a huge fan. I listen all the time. So you cracked me up this morning. This is awesome.
Oh, thank you.
Everybody, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, right. Look at you. You're the most pleasant.
I know.
So what happened with Kurt, though? Like, what did he do? Or did he do anything? Or maybe you're just not interested.
No, he's like a shady jerk. Like, he seems real nice, but I want nothing to do with that guy. No.
Okay, can you elaborate as to why you concluded that?
Well, yeah, so we met on Bumble, and we met for drinks, and there was absolute instant chemistry. Like, I was like, oh, he looks like his profile, and I thought his profile was hot, so this is gonna go well. And, you know, we chatted, and we're getting along and stuff, and then I went up to go to the bathroom, and when I came back, he was literally giving his number to another girl.
Oh! Are you sure it wasn't, like, maybe an old, like, high school classmate or a friend in the past?
No. First of all, he's, like, doing the, like, crossbar school lean, right? Like, you can almost hear, like, the "how you doing" dripping out of his mouth, right? Mm. Like, he, like, was obviously introducing himself to this girl. And then even as I walked up, I could hear him telling her to get a hold of him. Like, I was like, wow, a bro.
Let me ask you a question. Did he see you walking up, or were you walking up from behind him? Because I would say any normal, decent human being would, if I were on a date and it were a girl that this wasn't in a romantic sense, giving her my number and getting her number. In other words, it was just rekindling of a former friendship, just a friendship. Mm-hmm. And I saw my date walking that way. I wouldn't abruptly conclude that conversation.
No, but then after you would explain.
He'd be like, oh, yeah, this is my old classmate from Kamehameha back in the day.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, you haven't seen her in forever.
Right. But then, like, if you were walking up from behind him, and then he didn't see you, obviously he wouldn't know to conclude it.
Right.
I totally hear you. And that's not at all how it went down. Like, he was obviously hitting on her. And, like, the part that I heard was him, like, hit me up. You know, like, there's no way. No. Shady.
Huh. Well, I've told girls that are friends hit me up. Contact me at your earliest convenience.
At your leisure.
I am available only on Monday and Tuesdays, as I have my child Wednesday, Thursday, and Fridays. Okay, well, Tati, Kurt's on the other line. He had called us to call you. I know you listen all the time. You probably knew that already.
Yeah.
Kurt, can you clarify who this person was and what all transpired?
Look, nothing happened. I mean, look, I didn't know that other girl or anything like that. But here's the thing. I met Tati on Bumble, and I know she's probably talking to multiple people as well. But I don't really see the difference between, like, giving my information to someone in person or through the app. I mean, it's not a big deal. I mean, I didn't really... Tati, would you rather I would have been, like, sneaky about it and, like, you know, not been, you know, in front of you? I don't know.
How about not doing it at all and you're on a
date?
Well, no. Buddy.
Yeah, exactly. Right. That too, Kurt, there's a fine, I mean, not even a fine, there's a very existential line between, yes, if somebody is on a dating app, fair to assume they're dating numerous people. That's just the game it is, right? But if you're on a date with one of those people, that time is designated exclusively for that person.
Yes.
So, in other words,
well,
before you showed up at the bar,
go to the bathroom and start texting her other Bumble matches or whatever.
Or maybe, like, she was actually just going to the bathroom.
I was only with Tati. I wasn't talking to anybody else. When she came back from the bathroom, it was only me and her. It wasn't, like, talking to other people while she was there in front of me. But, like, you know, like I said, I met Tati on Bumble. She's probably talking to multiple people. And then I just happened to meet somebody in between. I was like, all right, well, I'll get her number just in case. But, you know, the Tati thing didn't work out. So... I don't know.
You still have that number, bro.
Well,
you
know. And then, you know, at the very least, you can't call Kurt non-efficient.
No.
He is very time efficient.
There you go.
Well, if you're that disrespectful, you kind of have to be at this point. He's going to need as many numbers as he can get.
Exactly.
I don't see somebody sticking around for this.
Yeah, it's kind of like going to a Ford dealership, wanting to buy an F-150, looking across the street, and then seeing a Toyota, and then telling the salesperson at Ford, being like, hold on 1 second, I'll be right back. Then you go across the street to Ford or Toyota, go look at Tacomas or Tundras, and then right in front, meanwhile, the Ford dealer is looking at you like, what the hell, man? We're already in negotiations.
Yes. Exactly.
I've gone through the sales manager twice.
Yes.
Trying to get you a lower payment, you a-hole.
Well, courtesy fence, you never sign nothing, bro.
Well, I mean, you can sign anything either when you're negotiating, but that's kind of like the process of a date. You're trying to figure out if you can come to terms if this person is gonna enhance your life or not, and vice versa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's different if you're like, okay, I need to think about it, and then you go across the street versus you're actively just saying, hold on a second, as you're talking to this person, they're standing there waiting.
Right. Yeah.
You know, it's not the same.
I
it's
love
like,
this Ford Toyota analogy.
Yeah.
It'd be like, you know, it was so curt, because you seem like a simple-minded man.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, we'll stick with the Ford Toyota, and no offense to Ford and Toyotas, I have a Toyota.
I have a Yoda.
Yeah, and I have a lot of friends that have Fords. I used to have Ford. Anyway, so the point being, Kurt, for a simple-minded man like yourself, if you go shopping for a Ford truck, right, you go to that dealership, you're in negotiations, and then you decide with the salesperson, you know what, I could use a night to kind of think about this.
Yes.
Because I got to go through my finances, I got to figure out what's best for me and my family.
Right.
Okay? The next day, then you're allowed to go to the Toyota dealership.
Yes.
And then go negotiate with them and see what the price is that you can get for what you want there.
That's a whole new fair game.
That's like two separate dates.
Yep.
And not going and double dipping at the same time simultaneously.
Yes.
I mean,
I feel like that made it more confusing.
Maybe for him.
I'm already across the street from the other dealership, so I might as well go check out both. And then also, you think that Ford dealership is waiting a whole day to talk to another customer? As soon as I leave, they're talking to another customer too, which I'm sure Tati is doing. She's talking to multiple customers right now, probably.
Yeah, but I think the problem here, too, is you're doing this right in front of her face. And although I don't approve of people doing things behind your back, that's actually more disrespectful, in my opinion. If you're on this date with this girl and then you walk back and now you're just talking to some other person.
Yeah, because what it does, it shows her a complete disregard to her.
And her feelings.
When you guys had a verbal commitment, we're going to go on a date. Now, Kurt, when you go on a date with an individual, you're a straight man, apparently. So when you go on a date with a woman, what is expected of the each of you, just the two of you going on a date, what is, like, aside from, like, you know, chemistry and all that stuff, but what should deservedly be expected from the other person and vice versa of you? Oh, I know it's gonna be tough for you, Kurt, because you lack a moral compass.
Yes,
what is
attention.
That?
Attention.
Attention, right?
Attention. As soon as she got back from the bathroom, she had my undivided attention.
No. During that period of time, you guys go to grab drinks, let's say from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. During that 2 hour block, that attention should solely be on the person that you're on a date with, and vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
It's called respect. It's called agreeing that, hey, we're going to get to know each other and see if there's something there or if there's something to work upon. But then during that 2 hour period, I'm not going to be on Bumble, swiping, returning messages. Nonetheless, actually talking to another potential romantic endeavor
right
in front of you as you walk out of the bathroom. Now, had Tati left, okay, I can see that. Or had you left and she talked to man, okay, that's fine. But while you guys are on the date, it's about that person that you're on a date with and about you.
It should be, yes.
I mean, I guess. Well, I'll just have to agree to this because look what ended up happening. But
yeah, you're single perpetually. All right. Well, oh, gosh.
It's gonna be hard,
anybody?
No, I don't got anything for you.
I feel like with 2022, like, these, you're trying to find, like, some kind of logical, minutely reasonable reason to convince the other party to give the other party another date has become a lot more difficult.
I mean, I guess in theory, he's not wrong. Right? Like, yeah, you can talk to other people. I mean, in all those things, it's
true. In the
true.
Grand
it's
scheme just, of everything, if you're single, you can talk to whomever you want.
Whoever you want to, yes.
He just did it in a really rude way that he should
it was
work
what
on.
It is disrespectful.
Yes.
And to me, that is a number one thing that drives me nuts in this world. When I feel like I'm being taken advantage of, or you're taking advantage of my loved ones, or you disrespect me or my loved ones, then I get all aggro. You know what I mean? But I feel like with Tati, she literally took that period of time out of her life. She got ready for this date. she had, as do all of us, have the intention of focusing on the person we're on a date with,
right.
Mm-hmm. You know, and then blocked off that period just for you, Kurt. But then you did not reciprocate that. So you can date whoever you want. You can talk to whomever you want. But when you're on a date with someone, you focus on that someone, not any other potential suitors out there.
Right.
Are you able to do that?
I get where you're coming from. I get her. Again, like I said, she walked away, so I felt like, you know, I don't need to be paying attention to her at that moment because she's in the bathroom.
Okay.
So like,
I don't feel like we're getting advantage anywhere. Of my...
You know what? Here. So, Kurt, if we were to convince Tati, which we're not, to give you another shot and we pay for a second date, which is not going to happen, mm-hmm. would you be able to focus on just her, no other women that may be at the bar, restaurant, wherever you're at, or even online? You just be able to, during that period of time that you are on a date with her, it's all about Tati, getting to know her, and vice versa.
Sure.
Gotcha. Just leave it at sure. Don't talk. Mm-hmm. Okay, so Tati, here's what I got. I can tell you, and Joe, back me up on this.
Okay.
Us men, we have two severe problems with multitasking. What are they called?
The testes, bro.
Bro, they're called testicles. Okay? Like, the average man cannot multitask.
No.
Kurt. It's not the average man, my friend.
He's
not. No, that man is a multitasking fiend.
He's a special man.
He's got three testes. Or maybe one. Maybe one. Not sure. You don't have two, though, because the average man got two.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So.
No, I thought you were going to go with, yeah, he's a man and he can't multitask, and that's why what he did failed so horribly. Because he was trying to multitask, and that's what blew up in his face.
I was trying to go for the positive aspect that he's a better man than the rest of us, which we all know to be untrue, but
okay. You
can do what you got to do to keep your batting average up with these things, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know how many men that you're aware of, Tati, that are very efficient at multitasking, because I don't know many.
I don't.
Myself
either.
Included in that department.
I'm there.
Yeah, and I can imagine from a female perspective, Kimmy and Tati, back me up on this, it would be kind of nice to meet a guy that's very competent and capable of multitasking.
That'd be really cool.
It would, right? It'd help out a lot in all facets of life.
So many ways.
You found one. His name is Kurt. He's got one testicle. One. I'm not giving him three. He ain't
no, it's Kurt.
He got one, okay? Because he ain't average.
Kurt Armstrong.
Yeah, that's... We're calling him Kurt Uno. Kurt Uno. Kurt One. So, I mean, if that's like a character, which I like a quality that you may be looking for in a partner in life.
Hard to find.
It's very, very, very rare. It's like a rare limited edition NIFT, NFT, whatever they call it.
Yeah, that's right.
Right? Yeah, so you found one in Kurt. So if that's an important thing that you really embrace is finding a partner that is capable and able to multitask, how about we set you up for dinner and drinks? Y'all get to know each other a little bit better. He's already agreed that he will just task on you.
Yes.
Ooh.
It's a big task right there.
He's going to task all of you, girl.
There you go.
But don't worry. He's Kurt Uno, so just one.
One task.
Just one task. All done. What do you think? Dinner and drinks? We pay for it? Second date?
Absolutely, definitely, no.
Oh, there we go.